We had the opportunity in the first year, which was a couple of weeks ago, not only to appreciate the what's ahead in terms of the gifts and the pleasure of beginning to explore learning halacha b'iyun in general, and beginning to explore hilchos yichud in particular, both in terms of the limud, in terms of halacha l'maisa, and in terms of the growth in terms of machshava and diktuk b'halacha that can flow from that. We began also last time to start the limud itself. And we began with the Mishnah. It all starts with the Mishnah. Pei Amud Beis. And we saw that this Mishnah is incredibly dense. This Mishnah, near the very end of the Masechet Kiddushin, after the Masechet is done with Inyane Kiddushin, it seems like this is an appendix. It's a topic that has to be somewhere in Seder and Ashen, the Isser B'Yichud. So B'Yuhi Anasti, maybe earlier Tana, and put it at the end of Masechet Kiddushin. And the Mishnah, as we saw, introduced us to these five major concepts. Number one, there is an Isser B'Yichud. Number two, there are several exceptions to the Isser B'Yichud. Remember, I may have mentioned last time, Reshech does Nusach and opening Shiurim on Yanei Yichud with the Nusach that Yichud is a study of Kulos. Because most of Hilchas Yichud, once you know there's an Isser, most of Hilchas Yichud is a study of five or six or seven or eight or nine different tools that you can use to diffuse a Yichud situation. Three of them already appear in our Mishnah. The Mishnah had begun by saying that two men and a woman, and two women and a man is an Isser of Yichud, but two men and a woman is not, which means, number one, there is an Isser Yichud. But Kula, number one, is adding an additional Shomer. Reuven and Aliza, that's an Isser Yichud. But Reuven, Shimon and Aliza is not. Because Shimon is a Shomer for Reuven and Aliza. And conversely, Reuven is a Shomer for Shimon and Aliza. So that's Kula, number one, is the added Shomer. We'll come back presently to the distinction the Mishnah makes between a Shomer and a Shomeres, adding an extra woman does not typically solve it. But that's kula number one, is adding an added man, Shnei Anashim. Kula number two was Ishto Imo, although typically adding a second woman to the situation won't solve the problem, but if she is married to the man, Reuven, Mrs. Reuven, and Aliza, that is a mutter situation. So a woman could be a Shomeres if she's married to the man in question. And then the third kula, the third heter that the Mishnah had was parents and children. Even without adding an additional person, there's an Isser Yichud between Reuven and Aliza unless Reuven is Aliza's father or Aliza is Reuven's mother. As the Mishnah had said, Peyam Ebeis, that one can have Yichud Misyached Adam im Imo v'im Bito. So there you have, so far, four concepts. Number one, there's an Isser of Yichud. And then two, three, and four are the three kulas, the three heterim that the Mishnah, I should say, not kulas, heterim, the three heterim that the Mishnah mentions of adding a second man, or Ishto Imo, or Imo with an Aleph, his mother, his Ha'em Shalo or Habas Shalo. And then finally, concept number five is the Mishnah hadn't given us so much detail, but had given us a sense that Yichud might sometimes, the details of Hilchos Yichud might sometimes vary based on the time of day. Because the Mishnah had said that Ishto Imo is Mutter even overnight. So it sounds like that's another variable to keep our eyes on. So those are the five concepts of Hilchos Yichud that already appear in this very, very densely packed Mishnah. And then we had left off by noticing, and here we come back to the question of why is it that two men and a woman is mutter, two women and a man is not. So we had left off by noticing something interesting. I believe the Rashba already raises, and that is that the Mishnah, the Gemara, in dealing with the Mishnah, asks two questions in quick succession, and they at first sound a little bit redundant. It sounds like it's sort of the same question asked twice. The Gemara asks, my time up. And it gives an answer. What's the reason for the din? That gives an answer. Then we're asking, not immediately. What's the source of the din? It gives a pasuk. So if there's a pasuk, then why give him as far about ma pesha advarm? So the Raj already begins to say, I think Pnei Shua develops this, if I remember correctly, and the Pisket Shuvah on the bottom of the pages of the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Chochmas Adam, you know of the Chai Adam, Rav Avram Danzig, who was a contemporary, a neighbor, and also a relative by marriage of the Vilna Gaon. He was a big Talmud Chacham, Rav Avram Danzig, in Vilna, at the time during lifetime of Vilna Gaon. And he refers to the Vilna Gaon sometimes as Mechutani. So I don't know if that means literally that the daughter of one had married the son of the other, or it means more generally that they were somehow related through marriage. But Rav Avram Danzig was a Velt Talmud Chacham in Vilna. Being a standout Talmud Chacham in Vilna during the lifetime of the Gra was quite a feat, because there were many, many Talmud Chachamim in Vilna. But he was one of the standout Talmud Chachamim in Vilna at the time. And he wrote, he's most famous for the two svarim that he wrote on halacha, Chai Adam and Chachas Adam. Chai Adam is on Or Chaim topics, and Tfilos and Brachas and Tzitzis and Tfilin and Mezuzah and so forth, and Hilchah Shabbos and Yom Tovim. And then that most of the topics that appear in Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim. And then Chachmas Adam is topics that appear in Yeridah and some also of Evan Ezra and Chosha Mishpat, including Hilchah Zichud, which appears in the Chachmas Adam. So Chachmas Adam expands on this in his footnotes, Bina Sadam, and Pnei Yeshua on this Gemara expands on it, that the Gemara, again, I think the core, I believe, appears right in the Rashba. The Gemara has a Maitaima Menani Mili. The Menani Mili means, I'm going to quote a Mokka from Sukkim. The Rishonim point out, Menani Mili means this is a real Drasha Gemura Minatova. And indeed, most, if not all, Rishonim assume the Yichud is Daraisa, based on the Drasha. Let's take a look at that drasha right now. Minani mili. Then we'll come back to understand. So then, if we have a drasha, then why do I need the my timer? But let's first take a look at the drasha. Minani mili. Where does this come from? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amishum Rabbi Shmuel. Again, we are three lines into the Gemara. Pay him a days. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amishum Rabbi Shmuel. Remez leYichud min haTorah minayin. Where do you have an allusion to Yichud in the Chumash? Shenet Amar Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Re'eh is full of various parshios of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. One of them is Mesis. Mesis, Rahmar Litzlan, you have a Jew who encourages other Jews to worship Avodah Zarah. He's an Avodah Zarah missionary. A Jew who's a missionary to other Jews for Avodah Zarah. Rahmar Litzlan. The Torah says that is it's a crime, it's a particularly heinous crime. Even among the other crimes which are Chiyuvei Misa, which are all very, very severe crimes. This is, Mesis is particularly heinous, and the way we adjudicate the case, it's particularly severe. Chamal Litzlan, that a Jew should drag Mesis, Mem Samach Yutaf, for a Jew to drag another Jew, or to seek to drag another Jew into Avodah Zarah. So the Pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah, and again, one Jew pitching Avodah Zarah to another Jew. Why don't you come join me in worshiping Santeria, come join me worshiping Voodoo, come join me as the Catholic Church, we'll celebrate Mass together on Sunday. Chamal Litzlan, a Jew encourages another Jew to join him in Avodah Zarah. So, yeah?
Is it the same with other Lusases?
This is worse. This is far worse. Mesis is unique. Even the Sanhedrin aspect, in terms of how Beis Din runs the case, standards of evidence, and so on and so forth, are unique by Mesis. So the Torah, the Gemara has a drasha from the way the Chumash chooses to articulate the case of Mesis. See, here we are in the fourth line of the Gemara. Ki yisisecha achicha ben imecha. If your brother, the son of your mother, is Mesis you, seeks to drag you into Avodah Zarah. The Chumash gives a series of examples. People who are very close to you. Your brother, this relative, that relative, a close friend, a spouse, Rachman Litzlan. The Torah says, despite the fact that the Mesis may be someone with whom you are very close, and your natural inclination would be, even if not go along with his pitch, you recognize that it would be a horrific, horrific mistake to follow him into Avodah Zarah. But the Torah says your natural inclination might be to cover for the Mesis and not to report him. Still, even though it's a close relative, you're mechuyev to... He's doing a terrible crime. There are various situations when someone's doing a crime, and it's particularly a crime that's hurting others, whether it's abuse or whatever else. And oftentimes people are tempted to cover up on the crime and not report to the authorities. That's how abusers last. Abusers abuse more victims because sometimes people give in to the terrible yetzar of covering up. This is a different type of abuse, but this is a spiritual attack of the worst form. Here's a Jew who's encouraging other Jews to worship Avodah Zarah. The Torah says, even if it's a brother, it's a spouse, you have to go to the basin and say, this fellow's a mess. So now, but the Gemara says, okay, I understand, but why achicha ben imecha? V'chi ben ein meses ben ave no meses. Why do I have to specify your brother, the son of your mother? Now, as you know, brothers come in different flavors. Sometimes you have a brother with whom you share both parents. Sometimes you have a brother with whom you only share one parent. It could be a half brother on my father's side, a half brother on my mother's side, or a full brother. But why do I have to specify that he's the son of your mother? What, only a maternal brother would be Mesis, but a paternal brother wouldn't. V'chi ben ein Mesis ben ave no Mesis. So Gemara says, what's the Chumash driving it? Elo lomar lecha. So the added phrasing teaches you the following din. The situation that the Chumash explicitly describes is one which is in private. The Torah says, he comes to this, the Mesis comes to you b'seiser. No one else is there. And the Mesis whispers to you, hey, let's go worship Avodah Zarah. Let's experiment. And you have to have the courage to say, absolutely not. So the Gemara says, but this added phrase, which seems superfluous in context, this style of drasha is called im eino inyan. You have a phrase which doesn't seem to be necessary in context, so there must be telling you something else. V'chein ben av meses ben av eino meses ben ein meses ben av eino meses. What's going on? Elomer lecha. We read al pidrasha. We read that phrase ben imecha as a separate, almost keilu. It's a separate clause. Ben imecha b'seiser. Lomer lecha ben misyachedim imo. For also misyachedim kol roish shabbat Torah. We it's like an im eino. He would say that phrase stands on its own. I'm telling you, it's a separate din, a separate context. The ben could be with the mother, even though it's b'seiser. That's a chiddush. That a mother and son could be alone together. And the implication is, well, why not? Apparently, if she was someone else's mother, if he was someone else's son, it would not be mutter. Implication being, normally, Reuven and Aliza cannot be b'seiser. Unless Reuven is Aliza's son. No. So then, ben misachrim ibo, but not with anyone else's mother. So this pasuk is a source for two out of the five concepts that appear in the Mishnah. Number one, the Isra Yichud. And number two, the first heter, the first exception, the Isra Yichud, is but between mother and son, is mutter. So that's the drasha, that's the source for Yichud. And now, okay, so that's the drasha. Now the Gemara beforehand had asked my taima. What do you have to say my taima? The Yichud is based on a pasuk. So the Rishonim point out, and Rashi already alludes to it. My taima, Rashi says, the first Rashi in the Gemara. My taima, what's the reason for what? My taima lo yisyachin mishtei nashim ki isha shem yisyachedes im shnei anashim. Rashi says, the my taima is not why is Yichud Asa. Why is Yichud Asa? We're going to get to that second. And why is Yichud Asa? Because of the pasuk. What we want to know is, well, why are we differentiating between two men and a woman versus two women and a man? And what the Rashba indicates, and these achronim develop further, is the drasha doesn't apply here at all. The drasha, we got to give a svara, but if you have a drasha, you have a drasha. The drasha was about what context? Mesis, specifically because the Torah had used the term b'seiser. These two people are alone b'seiser. So the din daraisa, the isra daraisa of Yichud is specifically b'seiser. One man and one woman alone is aser unless it's some heter such as they are mother and son. Otherwise, it's aser to be b'seiser. That the isra daraisa of Yichud is only b'seiser. Two men and a woman, or two women and a man, neither situation is an Isser Yichud Daraisa. That's all mutter. And now the Gemara says, that's all mutter, but apparently Chazal then went ahead and said, Midrabanan, sometimes Minatorah three is a crowd, it's not B'Seiser, it's not Isser Daraisa. Sometimes Chazal, though, added an Isser Drabanan, even when you have three people. When? Only when it's two men only when it's two women and a man, then Chazal imposed an Issa Rabbanan. Two men and a woman, Chazal did not impose an Issa Rabbanan. That brings us to the opening of the Gemara. So Taka Maitaima, we're going to pick up with that in Mirtshem. Next Thursday, we're going to see what's the driving svara why Chazal imposed an Issa Rabbanan. They saw there's somewhat more risk with two women and a man than two men and women. The Gemara is going to give a psychological explanation, the psychodynamics of romantic relationships, romantic interactions, I should say, not relationships, romantic interactions, men and women, the asymmetry and the way those interactions often play out are such that there's a somewhat elevated concern by two women and men, more so than two men and a woman. That's why Chazal imposed an Issa Rabbanan here, but not there. And then we'll flow from there to explore more the dinim and sif aleph.